All right, here with Pastor Mickey Pittman. Welcome to your episode of Pastor Ricard Getting Coffee, Mickey. You're not a coffee guy. You either drink, you know, the Voss water or every now and then a real Coke. Real Coke. That's how you roll. So, when people get a chance to get to know some of the... I mean, you're an interesting character. And so one of the things I do on the show is I wear a shirt for every single person. Okay? And so this is my Mickey shirt. So, you served our country. Thank you for your service. Okay. So this is my Mickey Bear shirt. All right, Mickey. Mickey. Mickey hates this. He does. He does. He's being such a good sport. So I got the bear here, and here's the thing about the bear. Bears are like strong, ferocious, but I don't know why everyone always wants to cuddle a bear. But you're truly, when people get to know you, you know, you're a big cuddly guy. You're a big cuddly guy. You're a big cuddly guy. But you can be strong and ferocious, so Papa Bear. There's a lot of people that call you Papa Bear. That's actually one of your grandpa names, right?
Correct.
Been through. Okay. Now, Mickey, avid reader. It's one of the things I love about you the most. You know, you digest books. How many books a week on average?
Probably about 3 books a week.
That's cranking. That's not a lot of people I know can say they're pumping through, and it's so useful. All right, Mickey, some things that people might not know about you. You've been a bodyguard before. Some of the most interesting people you've ever done bodyguarding for. Who would they be?
Yeah, so that means a lot of things. It can be security, bodyguard. Yeah. Different stuff like that. But I would say Stephen Curtis Chapman for the old school Christian contemporary music fans. Bill and Juliana, if you're into fashion, you can see me on their television show. I don't know if you've seen that clip before.
You little nugget.
I know, right? Lauren Conrad and others from MTV, Secretary of Defense, people like that.
Wow. So, bet you didn't know that about our executive pastor. Married to Kathleen, who's on our staff as well. So, man, love having you guys a part of this team. You came here to do executive pastor role discipleship. Yeah. You're doing finance now as well, overseeing a lot of stuff for us. What's your heart for discipleship? Just share that, your vision for that with us.
Well, for people who don't understand discipleship, I think the goal would be community. It's community with your creator, community with others, and then community with those you can serve. And when you find relationship and encouragement, accountability, and then the next step is when you have a chance to actually walk that out in this world, you become a force for good. And in the world of good and evil, a lot of people think that they're good people, and I get that. We all like to think that we're a good person, but according to God's word, only good in this world is our Savior. And so a discipleship is a chance to get to know your Creator, our Savior, but also to experience Him in authentic community, and then finally to share that gift with someone else. And so our act of worship here, one of the things that we can only do here that we can't do in heaven is share Jesus with a lost person. And so I think that's an exciting opportunity. It's probably the reason why we're here on this earth.
It's exciting. We've got some rollouts of some things this fall that's going to put some structure around that for you to be a part of here at GCC. I know that that's the top of your heart, which is why I love doing ministry with you. You always call us back to this idea that people are treasure. All of the things we're doing, if they're not serving people, it's worthless. Right? Kind of keep us grounded in that way.
Yeah, you know, the old great coach Vince Lombardi would, even if he had a championship team, would always, at the beginning of the first practice of the next season, you know, introduce his men to the football. And it seems really silly.
Right. You just win a Super Bowl? Yeah. And then he's like, hey, you know what this is? Like, I just won a Super Bowl, coach.
Right. And really what Vince is saying is it's all about the basics. And a lot of people love being special, or they want to be something super. And when you get around people that are best, and when you get around people that are either professional athletes or you get around people in the military who are elite, say special operators, the one consistent thing they teach is it's all about the basics. And when churches forget that and get fancy and try to make it about whatever the flavor of the month is, we've missed the real opportunity, I think, to do what we're called to do.
And you consistently call us back to the main thing, you know, reaching people, connecting people to Christ, which is why that's still the mission of our church and always will be, because it's the mission that Jesus gave us. We might put new words around it, but sure, that is the mission, right?
Absolutely.
Love you and Kat. So blessed that you guys are here, putting your life into the church here, and excited to see what God does in the coming years, brother.
Awesome. Cheers.